はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Peter here, Japanese culture class. Today I'm joined by Megumi-san. Megumi, how are you today?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, because today we're talking about something really, really interesting.
Mm.
Well, actually, we're not talking about it. Who's here with us today?
Today we have Bob. Bob, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everybody. Yeah, my name's Bob. I'm from America, and I've been in Japan for 5 years, and I'm a little bit of an expert on something Japanese.
Well, why don't you tell us what that is?
I'm an expert. Well, I don't know if I should call myself an expert, but
you're an expert.
You're an expert. I love sumo. Mm. And that's what I'd like to talk about sumo today. I think it's something very interesting, Japanese culture-wise, and it's a great sport.
Now, how did you get interested in it?
That's a good question, actually. When I came to Japan, I had heard about sumo. I had seen a little bit before I came. Mm-hmm. And, well, I just thought, is it really just two big men dancing in a round ring?
That's a great way to put it.
But it's not. There's a lot more to it. And since I was in Japan and I saw it on TV, I got really interested in it.
Now, I also saw it on TV many times, but when I saw it on TV, it was very, very hard to understand all the words, and it's all in Japanese, and I tried desperately to get the English channel, but it just wasn't there.
Yeah, it's a little bit daunting at first. Sumo's very structured, as most things in Japan are, right? Once you know the structure, it becomes a lot easier to understand.
Okay, so tell us about that structure. Where do you want to start?
Where to start? I think the most important thing to start with is the classification of the wrestlers. There's many different divisions in sumo. And the top division, that's the Makuuchi division. And that's where all the top wrestlers are. That's where they can actually make money. And those are the ones that everybody comes to see.
Now, if Makuuchi is the top, what's below that? How do you get to be a Makuuchi? I'm not really familiar with this structure. So help me out here.
Sure. Below Makuuchi is the Juryo division.
Okay.
The rookie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Megumi-san.
That would be the sumo, the minor leagues, the rookie of the sumo division. And then there's four more divisions below that. But nobody worries about those divisions.
Now, let me ask, sometimes in the minor leagues here, people have jobs and then on their part-time or like they kind of work while they play in the minor leagues. They have the money isn't enough to allow them to do this full-time. So is this kind of similar to what this ranking is, or does it have to do with age or the college?
It's really completely different. It has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with your ability. And if your ability, when you become stronger and you win more, you move up in rank. And if you don't do well, you stay at a lower rank, and your job is to take care of the ones in the higher rank.
What does that entail?
That entails getting up at about 5 o'clock in the morning. You have to make breakfast for all the top division wrestlers.
Oh,
that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of food.
If nobody's watched sumo before, these are big men.
And what are they eating for breakfast?
They eat a form of it's like a stew. It's maybe you've heard of it.
I have. Okay, and that's chanko nabe.
That's right. And what's in that? Everything. Yeah, a lot of vegetables and a lot of meat in that chanko nabe. And it's just a stew, and they eat as much of it as they can, but only twice a day.
Oh, I always imagined they'd be eating constantly.
There's a lot of sleep involved.
Ah.
Because you eat that large meal, and then you can rest.
Oh, wait, let me guess. So they eat, and they fall asleep, and all that food gets stored as what?
Fat. Yeah. That's how they get bigger and bigger. But there is a lot of training, too. It's not only eating. Right? They will train for hours on end and just train and train. And those lower-level wrestlers we talked about, they're the ones that they do all the grunt work.
Now, is there one big community? They all come from one place, all the wrestlers? Or how is that divided up?
Okay. Now, each wrestler belongs to a house or we say a heya. And each heya, together they form the Japan Sumo Association. So you have to be a member of a house, and then those houses have different sumo wrestlers that face off against each other in the tournaments.
All right, Bob, here comes $1 million question. Uh-oh. About how many houses are there?
Well,
that's a
last
very
time
way
I
to
checked, this is a rough figure. There's about 49 registered houses with about 700 wrestlers total.
Wow, a lot.
It's a lot of wrestlers.
And can you just give us the big names, the brand names in the houses?
The brand names, and that would be from that top division we talked about earlier.
Well, theoretically, each house could have a top wrestler, right?
Well, how does it exactly work, the system within each house?
Well, basically, in each house, you have an old sumo wrestler who teaches the new sumo wrestlers, the oyakata. Mm. He's the teacher. And of course, in each house, you want to have a wrestler in the top division. But if they're not training well, if they're not performing well, they won't make it to the top division, and that house has nobody in the top division.
So each house, theoretically, could have someone in that top division.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, if they train hard enough, if they do well enough, yeah, they could. Each house could have somebody in that top division. But it's important to remember there's only 30 wrestlers in the very top division. And there's 49 houses, so it's a lot of competition for that top division.
Really?
So tell me, who are some of the big name wrestlers within the top division?
Oh, the big name rikishi?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? First of all, tell everybody out there what a rikishi is.
Well, a rikishi is a wrestler.
That's a sumo wrestler.
A sumo wrestler, yeah. Some of the big names, we'll go big in order of height. And the biggest name, the biggest height, is a wrestler named Koto Oshu.
Ooh!
I think somebody's got a little bit of a crush on Koto Oshu, am I right?
He's cute, I can't deny that.
He is cute, yeah. He is cute, we have to admit it, even as a guy.
Peter, right? Isn't he cute?
Oh, he's shy.
Yeah, he is shy. Peter thinks he's very cute.
Yeah, I'm just not sure which one he is. And they're all so cute. So I just need a...
Well, where is he from? Point. Can you tell us that?
Actually, Koto Oshu, he's from Bulgaria.
Mm. Ah.
Yeah.
You know which
one?
He is
the good-looking one.
He is.
And he's also the tallest wrestler in sumo.
How tall is he?
Currently.
Mm. He's over 7 feet.
Really?
Yes. He's a bit tall. He's a little bit taller than me.
But I think what's interesting about him is his physique, because he doesn't have the typical sumo physique. Meaning he's very, very muscular.
He is. He's very muscular, and he doesn't have much fat, which was one of the concerns when he came up to sumo. They thought, he's not big enough in the body to be a top-ranked sumo wrestler. But he's proved everybody wrong.
Mm.
And let's see, some of the other big names, the grand champion, the top dog, the yokozuna, Asa Shoryu.
Just give us a name slowly one more time.
Asa Shoryu.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about him.
Now, he's the top dog, the big gun, and he is Mongolian.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought sumo was a Japanese sport. Where are all the Japanese rikishi?
That's one of the big problems now. There are no, at the very, very top rank, at the highest rank, there hasn't been a Japanese wrestler for a long time.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. They have some big names in the Japanese ranks, and one guy, it's more for, not for his fighting style, but his pre-game warm-up, Takami Sakari.
And what does he do in this pre-game warm-up?
Yeah. He hits himself on the chest and on the face and pumps his fists to get himself ready for the match.
Oh, battle preparation.
Yeah. And Kyushu, the big southernmost island. Each tournament is a 15 days. Mm-hmm. That way, you can never have a tie record at the end of the tournament. You can only have a winning record or a losing record. A winning record?
The kachikoshi.
And a losing record?
Makekoshi.
Exactly. Of course, everybody wants to have the winning record. So you fight very hard each match. Now, we want to talk about the individual match.
Well, before that...
Sure.
I think we should point out 15 days.
Right.
And each day, each wrestler wrestles one match.
Exactly.
And these matches can be over in a matter of seconds, or sometimes, if they're very exciting, they can go a few minutes.
Exactly. And I know people are thinking, a few minutes? That's not long enough. But once you see these men, you'll understand why it's only a few minutes.
Well, what is the objective of sumo? How does one win?
Okay. Well, the objective is to either force your opponent out of the ring or make your opponent touch down on the ring.
With their hand?
With a hand, body, anything but the feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to stay upright in the ring, and then you want to force your opponent out of the ring or throw him down onto the ring.
And all matches must end with a winner.
Exactly. And each match is held, the ring, it's a circular ring, and it's made out of the ground. It's made out of earth, and it's called a dohyo. And there is a referee in the ring with you.
And how is this referee dressed? Black and white pinstripes?
Definitely not. Yeah, we can't call him a zebra.
Yeah.
He's dressed in a very traditional, it's like a Japanese kimono. And it's very traditional, very colorful. And he shouts encouragements to the wrestlers. So if you watch a sumo match, this referee, this gyoji, is yelling at the wrestlers.
What's he saying?
He's just encouraging them to fight harder, to fight harder, to fight harder.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was just scolding them the whole time.
That's what many people think. It seems like he's very angry.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to make them wrestle with as much fighting spirit as they can muster.
Now, there's something special about this circular line. You want to tell us about that?
Well, it's made of straw, and it's actually elevated. It's sticking out of the ring. What's special about it is that wrestlers, that's their last line of defense from being pushed out of the ring. A lot of times they'll put their foot on the edge of that straw and use that for leverage to push the other wrestler back and give him that second chance at a win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it comes out probably a few inches, right?
Yeah, it comes out a few inches, but you'll see it in almost every match that somebody will be pushed to the edge, put their foot on that straw, and then keep themselves in the match that way. It's very amazing.
Okay, so we have all these tournaments and 15 days each, and where were we?
Well, we were talking about some of the big names, and yeah, we talked about the foreign wrestlers, a couple of the Mr. Pumping Himself Up, Takumi Sakari wrestler, but there's the different divisions of wrestlers. We talked about a winning record and a losing record. And the reason you want a winning record is to move up in rank, hopefully to become one of the higher champions, but also, it has to be pointed out, you make more money.
Mm.
And what is some good money? Do sumo wrestlers do quite well for themselves?
They do. We're talking about 2 million yen a month.
About 20,000 USD.
Yeah. For the top wrestler. For the number one guy, Asa Shiroyu, the Yokozuna, he makes that in a month.
And that's just base salary?
Yeah.
No sponsorships?
No sponsorships,
anything,
just
base salary. They do pretty well on, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In each match, the matches are also sponsored, and the more sponsors for the match, the more extra money you're bringing home.
Who are some of the big sponsors?
Well, we mentioned Koto Oshu, and he's from Bulgaria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Japan, we have a Bulgaria yogurt.
Ah.
And that is one of his biggest sponsors.
Oh, very fitting.
Very fitting. And actually, a lot of people laugh when they see that sponsor go around for him.
Oh.
It's a very funny sight to see, actually. But of course, traditional Japanese things, kimono makers or green tea companies, they will sponsor something because it's such a traditional sport.
Mm.
Okay, we're running short on time here. So why don't you tell us about the divisions?
Sure.
Start with the top.
The top division, the Makuuchi division, and the ranking of the wrestlers. We have the top wrestler, that's the Yokozuna, who's number one.
And that's a rank though, right?
That's the rank. That's the top rank. That's what every wrestler wants to be.
Mm. Okay.
Below him is the Ozeki.
Okay.
Those are the ones that are closest to the Yokozuna. Below him, the Sekiwake and the Komusubi, which are really close to Ozeki. They're really strong wrestlers, but not quite there yet. And then after that, we have a lot of wrestlers in the Maegashira. And they are just the pretty good, but not good enough wrestlers.
Got it.
Which Takumi Sakari is a Maegashira.
The one who has the big war dance, but
the big war dance.
He can't really back it up.
Exactly. He's always 7-7 on the last day.
Aww.
Bob, it was really great having you down. And, you know, I don't really think we even scratched the surface.
There is so much more to talk about with sumo. Really, there is.
You have so much knowledge. I'm very impressed.
It's scary, isn't it?
I think we're going to have you back and get some more of that knowledge.
Excellent.
All right. So, but for today, that's going to do it.
All right.
Now, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside today's PDF, we'll have a much more detailed write-up of everything we threw at you today. And we threw a lot.
Yes, we did.
That's going to do for today.
Bye.
Bye-bye.